everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for being tuned into the Drumming for Justice podcast. It's Friday, June 1st, and this is the AM News Aggregator. Why drum up the top stories you need to know to be informed and engaged? President Donald Trump spent more than an hour Thursday with some of those impacted by a Texas mass shooting that killed 10 and wounded more than a dozen on May 18th. Pamela Stanich, whose 17-year-old son Jared Black was among the 8 students killed at Santa Fe High School outside of Houston, was one of the parents who met with Trump, presenting him with a family statement and a copy of her son's eulogy. A New Jersey police officer is out on bond after accusations of conspiring to cover up the assault of a hospital patient, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey said Thursday. Roger Thin, a 29-year-old and a City of Paterson police officer, was charged Wednesday with conspiring to violate an individual's civil rights and with misprison of felony for concealing that civil rights violation, the U.S. Attorney's Office said. Then made an initial court appearance Wednesday and was released on $150,000 bond, said Will Skaggs, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office. A school district just outside New York City says it's considering a proposal from 2 fifth graders to get rid of homework. Fifth graders Christopher DeLeon and Nico Kelly at Fairley Elementary School in Stony Point said they decided to petition for a homework ban due to stress from homework. WNBC-TV reports the district was already considering how to rethink homework for district students, saying they agree with their points. Oregon regulators on Wednesday announced they will stop processing new applications for marijuana licenses in 2 weeks to address a severe backlog and also ask state lawmakers to take up the issue next year. Experts say the dizzying evolution of Oregon's marijuana industry may be a cautionary tale for California, where a similar regulatory structure could mean an oversupply on a much larger scale. The Canadian Defense Minister has called it absurd for the U.S. to impose steel tariffs on his country on the basis of national security. President Donald Trump's administration announced Thursday that it would levy tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union under the guise of a national security interest. All three have previously been granted exemptions in March. Canada has already hit back, announcing retaliatory duties on American goods worth up to $1.6 billion, that's in Canadian dollars, and about $12.8 billion in American money. 10 individuals who were arrested while protesting President Trump's inauguration had their felony charges dismissed by a Washington, D.C. judge on Thursday after the court found prosecutors had withheld evidence. According to the HuffPost, D.C. Superior Court Judge Robert Morion dropped the charges after discovering that the government had failed to turn over evidence it obtained from the right-wing media organization Project Veritas. Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia were charged with committing Brady violations by withholding undercover videos, the report said. The supermarket chain H-E-B voluntarily recalled several flavors of ice cream Wednesday, EconoMax and Hill County Fair ice cream, along with Creamy Creation sherbets, were recalled for broken metal and processing equipment found during routine maintenance, the recall from H-E-B said. As of Wednesday, nobody had been injured or sickened by the potentially contaminated dessert, but the stores were taking precaution. And finally, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy was toppled by a corruption scandal Friday, becoming the first leader in Spain's modern democracy to lose a vote of no confidence in Parliament. The demise of Rajoy, one of Europe's longest-serving political leaders, paves the way for Pedro Sanchez, the leader of the main opposition socialist party, to become prime minister. Friday's vote was the culmination of years of corruption allegations against Rajoy's popular party. The scandal came to a head last week when the court convicted his former aides of running slush funds to help finance popular party election campaigns. That is the AM News Aggregator, and the AM News Aggregator is presented by TechBook Online. a digital-first publisher of original content. Add TechBook Online to your Apple News Reader. That's for your iPhone and iPad users. And follow TechBook Online on Facebook and Twitter at TheRealTBOInc. To hear the AM News Aggregator every morning, subscribe to the Drumming for Justice podcast on iTunes, Anchor, and wherever else podcasts are available. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm Drumming for Justice. Have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.